Good morning, 10. It's 8:10 here on the Mighty 690 as we go throughout a Tuesday edition of the program. And joining us, we have Lisa Wilson once again from the Independence Chamber of Commerce. Good to have you back on the air, Lisa.
Thank you. It's nice to be back.
Absolutely. So, you know, we've had a bunch of festivities as far as Christmas go have already taken place, but still a little bit more Christmas season to go. I mean, there's still quite a bit.
Absolutely. There's a lot happening in Independence, so I brought a big list of opportunities to shop and get all your Christmas shopping taken care of, as well as Santa will be in Independence quite a few times, and so I thought I would share with you all that's happening between now and kind of the Christmas time. And then I actually have a few save the dates for some New Year's opportunities.
Of course. Let's get into it.
Okay. One of the things I wanted to remind everybody is that the Salvation Army Red Kettle campaign is going on, and they are looking for bell ringers. So this is a great volunteer opportunity for family members, individuals, maybe high school kids that are wanting to get their community service hours. There's lots of opportunities around town. So if you are interested in helping to be a bell ringer and you want to volunteer, contact Georgiana Epps, and her phone number is 620-926-0864. And if you happen to be driving and you can't write that down, you can always call the chamber office and we'll give you all the details regarding everything that I'm talking about this morning. But they spoke at First Friday, and they are needing a lot of volunteers to be able to ring those bells and fill up that red kettle. There is a winter coat drive that's happening. You know, it's fairly nice outside, but I think, isn't the weather supposed to change and get a little colder?
Yep, we have some colder weather on the way here later in the week.
Okay, so they are gathering warm clothing at Sherwin-Williams, 1802 West Main Street, and it's their coat drive. It's now until Friday the 15th, so that's next Friday. And donations will be given to Home Sweet Home, Homeless Ministry, Hannah's House, and the Community Access Center. So if you have extra coats, you're looking in your coat closets and say to yourself, there is no way I need this many coats, put them in the washing machine, get them freshened up, and drop them off at Sherwin-Williams, and they will make sure that they get to somebody who needs a coat during these cooler temperatures. Community National Bank and Trust is doing a Stuff the Vault. I thought that was clever. And so they are accepting new toiletry items, non-perishable food items, even blankets at 125 North Penn Avenue now until December the 20th. And they are also taking cash donations, and everything will be donated to the food pantry and to the Community Crisis Center. So the food pantry has really been depleted over the holiday months, you know, Thanksgiving, the Christmas time. So it is a great time to grab a couple of extra non-perishable food items when you're at the grocery store and drop those off at Community National Bank, and then they will get them to the food pantry, which would be very much appreciated. Main Street has some things that are happening, lots of fun things planned for the holiday season, and one of the events is actually this week. They have their holiday sip and shop in downtown Independence this Thursday from 5 to 7, and as always, they start at a host location, and this month's host location will be Eye Care Optometry, and they're located at 115 West Laurel. And what that means is you want to go there first because they have the commemorative wine glasses that they're passing out. So they always have a super cute etched glass that they give out to the first 100 shoppers. So if you swing by Eye Care Optometry, you can not only get your wine glass, but they are also having 30% off of their stock frames and lenses. And there's some exclusions, but you can go by there and take advantage of that sale. And then they also will have some drinks and snacks. And I think they're taking some Christmas photos too. And then they're having some giveaways. So stop by Eye Care Optometry first and then head on downtown for the rest of the shopping options on this Thursday evening. So it'll be be lots of fun. I was reading the Facebook post, and along with stopping at Eye Care, there's going to be live music at Dickie's, as always, on Thursday night. And then there's a ladies' night special at Uncle Jack's. So if you happen to be out with your friends, all the ladies are invited to stop by Uncle Jack's and get a special. And then Casey's Creations, they have started staying open on Thursday evenings in downtown Independence because we're trying to get all of our retailers to start staying open. You know, a long time ago, we used to do like a Thursday night shopping night.
Oh, yeah. People remember that.
Yeah. And so we're trying to revive that in downtown Independence, and Casey's is on board with that and supporting the effort with dinner options on Thursday. And this Thursday, their special is lasagna, and they also will have chicken and noodles. And I can guarantee you I will be there for one of those menu options. Turbo's is having $17.99 steak and shrimp. That sounds incredible. And then they always have 99-cent wings. And then Big Cheese will also be having some pizza specials that night. So that's all for the Sip and Shop on Thursday night. So you can go and shop from 5 to 7, and then you can just stay downtown and grab some dinner. I talked about Santa. Santa has already been to Independence quite a few times and will be continuing through the holiday season. He's going to be at the Community National Bank, 125 North Penn Avenue, for a photo shoot this Thursday, the 7th, from 5 to 7:30. So when you're downtown for the Sip and Shop, if you happen to have the kiddos with you, you can zip over to the bank and get your picture taken. Or if you just want to bring the kids down and let them visit Santa, again, that'll be this Thursday, the 7th, from 5 to 7:30. This is not Christmas, but we've got basketball underway. So ICC Pirate basketball is in full swing. So they're going to be playing this Saturday, the 9th. They're playing Pratt Community College. They made the decision, I think maybe last year, maybe a couple years ago, that when they play those teams from, you know, from far away, when they have to travel, they'll do afternoon games so that those teams can get back home. So the women will play at 2 and the men will play at 4 on Saturday, the 9th, which is this Saturday, as they take on Pratt.
Good deal.
Also, we have Christmas in the Park. This is another fun event that the Park Board has been doing for years, and it's just a way to get the kids out to the park to enjoy the festivities in the park and the zoo, and to meet Santa. So they're going to have photos with Santa, cookies and cocoa, games. There's actually a tree decorating contest that they're having, and they'll be singing Christmas carols, and it's this weekend. And Saturday from 5 to 7, and you can just, again, load up the kids and come out. And as I mentioned, there's cookies and cocoa and games and opportunity to see Santa. And then they, too, are doing a canned food drive. So grab a few extra cans maybe out of the pantry or stop by the grocery store and grab a few non-perishable items and bring those with you when you come to Christmas in the Park. It's not necessary. It's just, again, another way to give back. And then all those food items will be taken to the Community Access Center, which is where the food pantry is located. And Santa will also be at the museum. So he's going to be in town on Saturday, but he'll also be probably just spending the night because he's going to be at the museum on Sunday from 2 to 4. And they're going to be serving cocoa and cookies as well. So stop by the museum at 123 North 8th Street anytime between 10 and 4 and enjoy a visit with Santa. And I think they're going to have some story times as well. So that'll be a fun outing on Sunday afternoon, 2 to 4. And the St. Andrew the St. Andrew Church is having their community Christmas dinner, and that's going to be on Sunday the 10th, so that's this weekend, and it'll be at the Parish Center at 420 East Myrtle, and it's a free turkey dinner with all the trimmings. It's going to be served from 11 to 1. They, too, are doing a free winter clothing giveaway, and so you can, if you need coats or clothing or anything like that, be sure and swing by the parish center and pick out what you need. Santa will have toys for all the children that are attending. The doors will be open to everyone, and especially those who would benefit from a home-cooked meal. So please help spread the word that if you know of someone or you are someone who would benefit from a home-cooked meal, to come by St. Andrew Parish Center again at 420 East Myrtle. From 11 to 1, they'll be serving that meal. And then again, if you need some winter clothing, they'll have their room open where you can get your needs taken care of there. Let's see. Oh, this is something the First United Methodist Church is doing that we included. We thought would be fun. It's at the Wesley Center, and it's this Sunday at 2:30. And the Chiefs are going to be playing. So it's Christmas carols, chili, Chiefs, and actually a chili cook-off. So it's open to everybody. If you'd like to join them at 2:30, you can come and, again, sing some Christmas carols, eat some chili, enjoy the Chiefs game. Hopefully it'll be a win for them. But if you're interested in being a part of a chili cook-off, you can bring some chili as well and then see if you're the big winner. I think you can do chili votes for like $1, and then all of the money that they raise from that will go to local charities. So they're giving back to the community. More basketball. The high school is going to be playing Labette High School. And that'll be, next Tuesday the 12th.
Yep.
And then they'll also play on Tuesday the 19th. They're going to be up against Coffeyville, so that'll be a great game. So we'll be playing Coffeyville in Independence on that day. The girls' games always start at 6. The boys play at 7:30. Those are varsity times. And you can go on their website and get their complete basketball schedule.
And Matt will be broadcasting the game on the 19th.
Okay,
since
good.
They play Coffeyville.
So. Good. And then, you know, everybody likes to see Santa and maybe sometimes Mrs. Claus, but the Grinch is actually going to be in town. So you can meet the mean one, Mr. Grinch, at Equity Bank, 112 East Myrtle on Wednesday the 13th. So that's next week from 3:30 to 4:45. You can go by and meet Mr. Grinch. So that would be fun. I'm sure they're going to be taking pictures. If they are not, I'm sure they're going to be doing is taking your cell phone and helping you take some good pictures. So, and then we have some Christmas concerts coming up on Wednesday the 13th next week at 6:30. The orchestra at the high school will be providing Hullabaloo concert. And then on Monday the 18th, the band will be performing their winter concert at 6 o'clock. And both of those performances will be at the Independence High School Performing Arts Center. So I'm sure those will be two great concerts to attend. And then this is something new that Main Street is doing that I think will be a lot of fun. They're doing their first annual ugly sweater retail crawl. So you know how they do a pub crawl in downtown?
Sure.
So this is an ugly sweater retail crawl. So if you don't have an ugly sweater, you don't have to have an ugly sweater on to participate. But it's going to be super fun. It's Saturday the 16th, so not this weekend, but next weekend from 10 to 3. And basically what you do is you go by the Main Street office anytime between now and then, and you can pay $5 to get a passport. And if you go around to all of the participating retailers on the passport and you turn that passport in that you visited all of them, you get your name in for a drawing for, I think it's like a gift basket that's worth over $400. So not only do you have an opportunity to do that if you make all of the stops, you can still turn in your passport no matter what and be a part of some drawings, and you don't even have to be present to win. But the more passports that they sell, then the more money will go right back into the community and or back into the drawing rather. And then those, it's probably Main Street gift certificates, then you can spend them and do some more shopping in downtown. So they're going to have cash prizes. Again, that gift basket with a value over $400. They're going to have drink specials and discounts and coupons. So definitely stop by the Main Street office and get your passport. That Main Street office is at 109 East Main. And the easiest way to tell you where that is it's just east of Big Cheese Pizza. if you get to the alley, you went too far. And stop by there and get your retail crawl pass and have some fun in downtown Independence. Again, not this Saturday, but next Saturday from 10 to 3. Apricot Lane is hosting the Chamber's next Business After Hours. So that'll be on the 19th at 5 o'clock. And there will be lots of drawings available at that Business After Hours. They'll have good snack foods, and it's always a great way to network. I was just in the store the other day and bought some things, and they have a lot of new merchandise in. And then when I was in there, they were talking about all the merchandise that's still in the back that they're getting ready to put out. So lots of great clothing and gift options available. They've got jewelry and shoes and lots of gift items and clothing. And I would say that they have clothing for all age ranges, from teens, preteens, all the way up to, I think they talked at First Friday about having a recent model who was over the age of 90. So they actually have something for everybody. So be sure and come to Chamber Business After Hours on the 19th and be a part of that. You know, I was at Scooters the other day and went by and they gave me a coupon when I was in the Scooters drive-thru in Independence for a buy one, get one half price at Apricot Lane. And I thought that's so cool because it's businesses doing, you know, business with each other and really cross-promoting and supporting each other. So shout out to Scooters and Apricot Lane for doing that. And if you're wanting to get a coupon, if they still have any left, I don't know. It was just kind of a surprise, but you might swing by.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah. And then last couple things, there's a Red Cross blood drive coming up on Wednesday the 20th, and that's from 11 to 5, and it's by appointment only, so you can register at redcross.org, or you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS. No walk-ins for this particular drive, so make sure that you get signed up if that is something you want to do. And then I don't know, but I know that as we get close to the end of the holiday season, Santa will be going to other communities, you know, across the world. But he will still be in Independence on Thursday, December the 21st. So that's pretty close to Christmas, from 4:30 to 5:30 at L2 Realty. And that's out on South 10th Street. Their address is 4045B County Road 3900. But basically, it's on South 10th Street out by BARDA Animal Hospital. And you can't miss it. If you get to the college, you've gone too far. But Santa's going to be there, and I think his reindeer are going to be there too. So that'll be a fun picture.
Oh, yeah.
And then a couple of save the dates. So that'll take us through December and then right into the first of the year. There's going to be a first day hike out at Elk City State Park on New Year's Day. And it'll be, there's a couple of different hikes. There's one at 9 and one at 11. So So Monday, January the 1st, you can do the first day hike beginning at 9 on the Green Thumb Trail. And then followed by Table Mound Trail at 11 o'clock. And actually, at 1 o'clock, the Eagle Rock Mountain Bike will have their first day ride. So you can hike, you can bike, you can do both. And again, just get out. And I'm sure it's going to be chilly. It's a great way to kick off the new year, get your health in check, and take the family out for maybe a short walk or maybe a bit of a longer walk, or grab those bikes. Maybe you got a new bike for Christmas and you can get out for that first day bike ride. So that's everything that's happening that I know of in Independence right now.
No, that's great.
And if you need any more information about the things that I talked about, or, you know, I'll be back next week if there's something that somebody wants me to visit about, you can call the Chamber office at 331-1890. Our Facebook page is Get Independence. We would love for you to follow us, like our pages, help share all of the information that's on there. The more people that know, the better. And then our website is indkschamber.org, and the flyers for all of the things that we talked about, if a flyer exists, we usually are pretty good about getting those on the website. And there's always a lot of good detailed information on there. So.
All right, Lisa. Well, lots of good stuff coming up here. Hope people can take advantage of it. And we look forward to having you again here next week.
Thank you. I'll be back.
All right. That's Lisa Wilson from the Independence Chamber of Commerce. Coming up, we have an early bird edition of Open Line that's on the way. 39 degrees right now in Coffeyville.